The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Now, I want to talk to you because you're obviously upset.
Permission is granted.
Glad I met you. I'm glad I met you, James.
I was not considering the fact that I, in fact, am the third man, capital T, capital D, capital M. But I am.
I want to show you something.
Let's take off all our clothes.
And maybe that's true. And that's what I said.
That's how we used to sing it. I'm sorry. This is the way we used to sing it. It's the way you should sing it from now on.
But look at this. What is this?
I hate to put a negative spin on this, because it's great to drink, and everyone loves to drink.
They say you should not drink alcohol when it's so hot.
And I've talked about this, too, in the past, when I talked about soccer moms.
That was so good.
No, I didn't talk about soccer moms.
Excuse me for saying it. It's not even my place to say it.
I'll talk about soccer moms who became roller derby moms. And don't...
It was the old stuff.
And don't you think I haven't stopped. I have given up on the roller derby thing. Let's just get Pi Kim on the phone.
Wait. Where are the phones?
They took the phones.
Huh? We're not using Skype. Tonight, today, this afternoon.
You're such a hero. You're so rich. How come you're coming down here and waste your time with such a bunch of bums?
But let's not get into that. Let's not talk about me. Even though it is all about me. Let's not talk about me. Let's talk about Nancy.
What did I learn as a kid on Western? You don't sell a guy one car.
But I believe that, you know, we could have a lot more fun. I'm not trying to be politically correct here either.
So I don't know, do I?
Let me have your attention for a moment.
Do what you got to do if you're a neo-postmodernist, and I know you are.
What is that?
Look, just go. Jay, the best thing to do is to just Google the gal.
Let's talk about something important.
I really am when it comes to this thing.
Let's talk about something important.
Just a whole nother angle just took place in my head.
Put that coffee down.
But let's forget about drugs and medicine. Let's talk about sex.
Have you made your decision for Christ?
That's going to be happening. I got some things to cover before we get there. Dirty Things Get Stiff by Frank Cotolo.
It may mean something to you. It may not. I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Does that mean that if you dirty things stand, dirty things get stiff?
A public service announcement now. Notify your congressman immediately if you have a complaint about life in America. Remember, your congressman is American, and although he won't respond to your complaint, us Americans should at least know what each other is.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cotolo.
So now I don't like this business. I mean, after all, I don't know why she puts up front of my face all the time.
What are you beefing about now?
In front of your face once in a while.
What's wrong with you?
You want all these kids to come in here to think I'm a dope?
That's the way they're going out.
If you don't ask me any more of those stupid things you ask me a nice easy one, something I can answer.
You can't answer.
Ask me.
Will you answer it? All right, say you're 40 years old.
Who's 40?
Just pretend you're 40 years old.
I'm a boy.
All right. You're
I'm a boy.
Say you're 40 years old and you're in love with a little girl, say, 10 years old.
This one's going to be a pip.
Now, wait till I finish it, will you, please?
You got a good idea where I'm going to wind up.
Now, wait a minute. All right, forget about that. You're 40, she's 10, you're 4 times as old as that little girl. You couldn't marry her, could you?
Not unless I came from the mountains.
Well, will you keep quiet? I finish it. Now, you're 40, she's 10. You're 4 times as old as that girl. Say you wait 5 years. Now, the little girl is 15, you're 45. Now, you're only 3 times as old as that little girl. So you wait 15 years more. Now the little girl is 30. You're 60. You're only twice as old as that little girl.
Hey, she's catching up.
Yes. How long do you have to wait before you and the little girl are the same age? Now that's simple enough. Tell the folks. Show them how smart you are.
I think the whole thing is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about it?
I mean, after all, if I keep waiting for her, she'll wind up older than me.
What do you mean?
I mean, she'll wind up older than me, and then she'll have to wait for me.
Why should she wait for you?
I was nice enough to wait for her.
What are you talking about?
Well, if the girl wants to marry me, she'll wait for me.
Marry?
Yes.
Do you know this girl?
No.
Why should you marry a girl you don't even know?
Thank you. It's time once again for the program that made internet broadcasting what it is today. A monkey piloted trip to the moon, no seatbelts required. So it is that the bard of the interweb, king of the web, those are two new ones added. The difficult historian, the pilgrim of alternative broadcasting. Wait, that's a productive old bird. Oh, look at this. They put in another. The godfather of internet radio, the bard of broadcasting, the third man, the vegetable man. It's me, Frank Cotola, man's name, and joint title of the show. We're chronicling just two Cotolas walking down the road. From Ice Cap to Ice Cap, from Hamlet to City, from Pello, and into every bordello. Tis I, Frank Cotola, and we're joined with. Why, what is the, and I'm joined with. Suddenly, a phrase that is used, and has been used in broadcasting for like ever. Joining me tonight is, that's right. Is that correct? I don't know. Why don't I just tell you? Mr. Ray Cotola, who I was going to mention later on, as I mentioned to you about what was going on, some things about 2018 here in Cotola Chronicles, but Ray Cotola is with us tonight. He just dropped in. I said, Hey, why don't you just stay for a little bit of the show, if not all of it? You're not doing anything. You go to school. You got school. You know, here's the funny thing about school. And just one of the funny things about school, people would say to me, you go to school. And I was 18, 19. It's not school anymore. You only go to school and then you go to college, and people don't recognize the differences of college and school. So you don't, school is not college. He's reading. So he's studying as we talk here.
You said join with, and I was going to give you this dictionary, but then I got curious what's in here. And I discovered a new disease in this dictionary that I don't think anyone's ever heard of before. It's called I'll figure this out later in the show, so come back to
well,
me.
Well, just to let you know, Ray, that you went out on a limb there. Every pneumo, did you say pneumo? What's the prefix?
Those are the first two syllables.
What's the prefix? N-E-Y.
Look at how many letters that is.
I can't see.
That's a lot of letters.
P-H-P-N-E-U-M-O-N-O. Yeah, pneumono.
But no, it keeps going.
Now listen, I just want you to know that you said you don't think anybody, and yet, if what you said was true, this word wouldn't exist in this book. Somebody had to know it. You said no one knew this disease. Someone had to know it to write it and put it and publish it in the book.
Well, Mr. Frank Cotola, I think you're discounting the level of scholastic ability I have as a college student.
It's not school, is it? When people say you go to school, you don't go to school. It can't be considered school anymore when it's college, right?
You refer to it as my knee and class.
School is not college. I don't know. I just think people say that to you. Oh, you're in college. They don't say you go to school anymore. And yet you go through all the grades you go through and they go, you're in school. Hey, we have our coffee here, strong as death, black as my nose and green as night. Wait, it's, you know,
that sounds right.
No, it's wrong. Black as death, strong as death. No, black.
Black as hell, strong as death, bitter as a fried grasshopper. Like, look at this. Pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcano coniosis. That's the first, I'm halfway there.
I never saw
there.
This book before, did you? This is the New York Times Everyday Reader's Dictionary.
That is not an everyday word.
Of misunderstood, misused, you didn't let this go through. Of misunderstood, misused, mispronounced words.
Well, the mispronounced part is definitely working.
So you open it up to any page. Like, for instance, scunner. What's scunner? You're in college. What's a scunner?
I think I ran over one of those on the way here.
A scunner? Wow. Well, I didn't know this either. A dislike taken with no reason.
So that describes us.
Yeah, and the show. Welcome to the Scunner version of talk radio. It's not true. It's not true. Because we're here when no one else was here. Who was I talking? I was talking to somebody and explaining to them. It's amazing to me that people know about podcasts. They know about people who are on podcasts. They know all these things that went on after internet broadcasting launched when it was live, as this is right now. And so many, oh, I forgot to open Skype. What will Tom Savino do? For those of you listening live and not lifelike, we're going to have to open Skype later. And for sure, when I open it, it will be Ray's account. I will have to turn it to my own account because he never closes his account. Let me tell you something that dads always have. Oh, you know what? Let's forget about that for a second and wish Phil Hong of SRN Media Works went to Cambodia, Hong Kong, and many other places in the Far East. And while he was there, he picked up a bride. He knew her for a long time, and he's married. There's now a Mrs. Phil Hong. We congratulate them. We know they're not listening, but we know a lot of people who know Phil Hong are listening. So I want to wish them again happy honeymoon. They're, as we speak right now, they're honeymooning. Is that what you do for your honeymoon? Do you honeymooning? We asked, we're honeymooning in Hawaii. Honolulu honeymoon.
You've honeymooned many a people from what I've seen.
Yeah, down the Hallelujah Trail. We've done lots of honeymooning. But what I'm saying is this.
The point is.
There's a bunch of stuff to talk about on this evening. We'll see if we get to any of it or half of it when we start and move along. I do want to tell you a few things. As I did mention, if you're listening live, I will be turning the cyberwaves. They're not airwaves. They're cyberwaves over to Mr. Tom Savino for some deep, intense, and hilarious political satire. Boy, he's never had more to work with. Believe me, I've been with Tom Savino from his days of early days of social satire, because he was always very good at that. And really just, it's very funny. So you should listen to it. You could also hear it if you don't hear it. And you know, remember, you stations out there who do not run Savino Veritas, you can run Savino Veritas every time after this show, which means you get 3 hours of free programming. Okay. Well, you could, and in the middle of it, you could stop us wherever there's a pause. And then you could put in things like, you're listening to the radio that we have, or whatever it is you do, whatever things you do, you know, and then say things like on our show tonight, you know, tonight on Pixit Radio, whatever it is you're independent. There's not as many as there used to be. Sad to say how many have gone by the wayside, how many internet radio stations have died because of podcasts. Even though there have been more listeners through the years, but they've, a lot of stations have gone by the wayside. I know because I was on most of them and that they just went and now people walk around with their iPads, iTunes, iPhones and things. And they just put on, that most of the time they just stay on Twitter like you do. Just stay on Twitter. You don't know.
That's an overstatement. Yeah. I was only on Twitter for like an hour today.
I was on more than you today, I think. Well, I don't count how much time, but when I'm there, if you put all the time together that I go on there, I guess it's longer than I would be there.
But what's the point of that?
I know. What does it mean? It's longer than I would be there. Like anyone cares that I'm on Twitter. Listen, at Frank Catolo's Twitter, listen, I'm getting more active, so I think you could come on. Here's what I do. I found a role on Twitter. That was my problem. My problem is, at my age, with my experience and worldliness and everything I've ever done in my life, which is
better things to
way
do.
More than most of you. I don't go on Twitter to say things, but you know, as you all know, I love millennials. I have many young friends, so I love to just answer some of the things that are absolutely unknown to me why they're done. Why somebody just gets on. I love this one. I can't, this happens every day, so it shows that a lot of people are not that original, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a typical tweet from, and we don't know who this person may be. If you don't know the person and they don't have a picture, mm-hmm. or they have a distorted picture or a cartoon or something, you don't know, you know, but this Scuzzbomb. Let's say the guy, but it's Scuzzbomb. And he's got like 2,000, I don't understand why he's 2,000 followers. Scuzzbomb says, Today I just want to die. That's it. That's it. That's it. Today I just, that's it. It's like they're so, and have you ever heard of the Suicide Kids group? A group called the Suicide?
Yeah.
Apparently they were in town a couple of days ago and a lot of people that I know who are younger people all went to see the Suicide Kids. Suicide Boys? Maybe?
I feel like Suicide Boys is catchier.
But what are they called? I think maybe they are boys. Suicide Boys. And there were all these, like, you know, I guess when they, groups of people, cause this is what Twitter originally was supposed to do. And if you people know anything about the history of internet broadcasting and the history of digital things that have become so big, they hit Wall Street. The name Twitter was first uttered on this show before Twitter, Twitter just had like 7 people or something, and there were so many people from various groups, and they were all intellectual groups. There were no kids who said things like, here's one, this was great. I answered, this is, I'll give you an idea of what I do on Twitter. This guy, well, it says it's a guy. I don't know his name is. Plunge. Just a name. They come up with these names. Plunge said, your ma is a hoe. This is his tweet. Your ma is a hoe. So I answered, what's that say about my aunt? And this is what I find hilarious. I don't know what that means. I'm answering this guy not knowing what he's saying about or why he's saying it, right? Well, what does he do? I suddenly see he hits heart and he likes it and he retweets it. I'm going, oh, this is amazing to me. This is what a game. This is how you get all these people. You just write nonsense. Mm-hmm. They go, that's how you feel, you know? I thought Facebook was bad where you would put up a piece of a picture. You know, you get your camera, take a picture and go, here's a piece of paper I recently crinkled or whatever. And they want you and you got to put it up, right? But I thought that was bad. But on Twitter, I was like, oh, you know, I just slept 10 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. You just slept. Is that why I couldn't reach you? I mean, I'm not trying to get you. I don't, it's absolutely wild.
I mean, both platforms have their own sins that they have to bear.
It's so much. I don't know what to call it. It's scutter. That doesn't work. It's not junk. It's just noise. That's it. Mm-hmm. There's so much noise.
There was a tweet a while ago that I retweeted ironically, because that's a thing that you can do now. There's no like retweet and then retweet ironically button. It's more, you have to understand the person. And, it was a tweet that basically said, look, these kids are actually funny because this is a form of neo-Dadaism that is currently being underway in a.
Did you write all that? Because that's more than 100. Oh, wow.
No, this was 140 characters. I'm just awful at paraphrasing. But a lot of Twitter, what that comes down to is there's this whole culture. It comes down to relatability culture, which is also, I'm not sure how much you know about meme culture. But meme culture basically is boiled down to, I'm gonna write something relatable. Like for instance, your ma's a hoe.
Yeah.
It's stupid, but almost every kid that liked that tweet has probably heard someone say that and they think it's a funny phrase.
So they just identify with the phrase.
One thing that I've definitely found too is a lot of these kids don't know why it's funny. And that's also what fuels the nonsense.
Something makes them laugh. They don't know why. And there's a lot of language I don't understand, too. And there's a lot of, words that are chopped. What does RN mean?
Right now.
Okay, right now.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Yeah, there's still a lot of little stuff I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought because it changes from year to year, it changes. People say things and write different things and I don't know what any of it means, but I just go on there and I say things. For instance, I love answering. I love writing. I told you I talked with yesterday, didn't I?
No.
This was a strange thing. Let me tell you what happened. Okay, Frank, go ahead. I was looking yesterday. I just had this bubble of time. And I said, you know what? I'm going to look at, trailers for movies next year. Because I think like, well, who knows? Maybe that's a Cthulhu Chronicles or something. Yeah? Or someone I know is there or something. Anyway, I go And I see this, I'm just looking through my, and I see this thing, this one particular box says, well, the first thing I notice is directed, oh, I did tell you this, directed by Whitney Cummings. Did I tell you this?
No.
Do you know Whitney? We know Whitney
Cummings.
Yeah,
we know
Whitney Cummings. Okay, Whitney Cummings. Those of you, she's a great stand-up comedian, and she's now like in her 40s though, and,
why is that like,
well, because she wasn't, nobody knew her when she was very young, and
she's
then
great, but now she's 40. Like,
and she does great material about being in the 40s. She's one of the creators of the TV show, Two Broke Girls.
Which got canceled.
And some, well, yeah, after 8 seasons, but what do you want, man? I mean, what do you think? She just,
she's 40.
She didn't pay the rent. And, so Whitney Cummings, who I decided to follow her because she says, she puts together an entire sentence once in a while, it's funny. Okay,
yeah.
So it's good. And she'll tell you various things. Well, anyway, I'm not thinking of her at all, but I do recognize her name when I see that there's a movie. And she's, it says directed. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it said written or what have you, but I'm sure she wrote a lot of it, right? And it's just a movie called The Female Brain. Okay. So I said, well, I'm going to watch this trailer. So I watch it. And it's really one scene that got a bunch of things in it. Mm-hmm. And all I can say is this is funny. This is intelligent, funny. I can't judge a whole movie by what I see in the trailer.
Yeah, you can't judge a movie by its cover.
Okay, so Whitney Houston. Whitney Cummings comes on to Twitter, and she's talking about the fires. These incredible fires have gotten closer to any. I almost called a few people. I didn't want to call people I knew in those areas, and the phone was dead. That would like really make me upset. So I said, let me just see if they show up on.
I'm gonna do nothing
right now. But you get too upset. I hate to say, before I get back to Whitney Cummings, let me go down this rabbit hole here too. Once I had a very good friend, through the mail and through publishing, we never met, and we said, you know, we're going to meet one day, and we were making plans to meet at Mardi Gras, because he said, I'll tell you, he's a Southern guy. He's one of these, like, underground, there are underground people, there were at one point, in the South, you know, people who weren't really...
Like railroads?
They weren't, no, not underground railroad.
Oh.
Underground, there wasn't, see, when the internet came, they killed the underground. I mean, people who did, like, in those days, they'd publish their own magazines, they'd do their own stuff. They're underground. The artists, okay, underground. They weren't mainstream, okay? What?
They were poor.
No, they just, okay. Anyway, this wonderful friend of mine who was responsible for publishing some of the first things I ever had in a little magazine. Anyway, so we talked and this, that, and the other thing. The publisher, and I wrote, and I knew him and I knew his wife, but he lived with this woman for ages, but that's not important. That's not important. Okay. So we're going to meet there. Okay. So all right, we're going to meet next year. We're making all these plans. We're going to meet dot, 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 dot. And then I hadn't heard from him and I lived my life and you know, what's going on? I said, you know, I got to call Patrick. His name's Patrick. I didn't call Patrick, you know, so I called Patrick and, I forgot his Sarah, whatever the lady's name. Jacqueline. Wow. Wow, I think the drugs are hitting. Yes, Jacqueline. Jacqueline answered. And I went, hi. And I recognized her voice. And hi, Jacqueline, how are you doing? It's Frank. And she said, oh, hello. And I said, yeah. I said, I know I haven't called them whatever, in a long time or whatever. But I said I wanted to talk with Patrick. And there was a long pause. And she said, Patrick died. You just leave that. Just let that hang because that's how it hanged then. It's like, what? I'm going like, well, this is, and I don't laugh because I know Jacqueline is not going to, you know, and there was that pause. There's a pause. In other words, if you ask for somebody and they go, well, he died, you know, he didn't die. He didn't die. Nobody does it like that. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I'd like to speak to Mr. Scrumpkin. Mr. Scrumpkin's dead. Okay. That's a joke.
Yeah, that's like a Brooklyn thing. So you get someone to hang up.
You know, yeah, something. So, and I was like, wow. And, you know, immediately, sure, I felt horrible and I was to find out how he died, which was terrible, but, and I'm stuck on the phone now talking to Jacqueline and I feel like a jerk. Why didn't I get into, even though, you know, Patrick hadn't been in touch with me, of course he had a good reason at the point. I didn't know that. But there's that long period of time when I shouldn't have went, oh my goodness, this is the worst phone call. This is worse than a phone call that you get when you know someone's sick and they call you and they go, I'm sorry, you know they were sick, I'm sorry they passed away. And that's not as bad as this. This is really bad because you feel stupid. They feel, and you feel like, oh my goodness. And she has to go through it again by telling somebody on the phone. She was wonderful. We talked and what have you. But I mean, those are the phone calls. You don't want to make those phone calls.
Yeah, but
so with the fires, I don't want to call up
and have the fire pick up.
Well, no, you didn't imagine, imagine if the phone's still working, right? You pick and go, it goes, and then suddenly you hear this.
Yeah, hey! Hello! Who's this?
What? Hello? Hello, Ed?
Yeah, hey! I can't believe the phone's still working. Listen! I really gotta go!
There's an active fire burning.
There goes the dog! You know, like, I gotta go!
So you don't want that to happen. Thank God for radio. You don't want that to happen. So anyway... Here's a Whitney Cummings who I've never talked to, and I hope now that she knows me, and you'll hear the end of the story. Maybe we could get Whitney to come on to the show. It would be possible. She seems like that kind of person who would do it. Okay. Anyway, here's what happened. So Whitney tweeted something about the fires. So I didn't address the fires. I just wrote. I answered her on the Twitter, and I said, I did this so that it was 180, whatever. Saw trailer for The Female Brain. Looks like a very funny picture. And I figure that's it, you know, unless I get in touch with her again, because people don't really, you know. And she's, you know, I mean, she's a regular person, but she answered. I know it was her. I mean, I know phonies. Okay. So anyway, what happens? She writes back to me and says, you saw it? Where? Wait, she didn't even know. She directed it, probably wrote most of it. She's in it, and she doesn't know it's posted somewhere. So I felt like a jerk because I knew it was some site, so I wrote back. I said, yes, there's a trailer website. Look for trailer website on the interweb, and you'll find it. I mean, I wasn't prepared to tell her, oh, yeah, go to this link. You know, I figure she knows. I figure she had something to do with it.
I have a similar story with a comedian named Mike Birbiglia. It was 2 years ago, he released a movie called Don't Think Twice, which is basically a movie about this improv group, they're also a group of friends, and they're all trying to get their own career started and their lives going a certain way. But during the promotion of this movie, he was getting frustrated because, the movie regulation board, whatever they're called, the MRB, yeah. They gave it a rated R. They rated it R because there was a scene where they smoked marijuana. And because of that, I tweeted at Mike Birbiglia after he was upset about the fact that there was marijuana in his movie.
Sorry, I didn't know it was going to make these noises. Go ahead.
That the sheer fact that he mentioned marijuana in his tweet, I tweeted back at him, this tweet is rated R. And then he liked it. And then the preceding tweet was him stealing that joke from me.
Whoa.
I still have the screenshots on my phone. I was secretly touched that happened. That a professional comic used something that I wrote. And then I see booty slut.
Booty slut. Yeah, booty slut. I don't know, don't hear often from booty slut.
I've had a lot of interactions with verified people, actually.
Yes, those kind of things happen. And I thought of something and then lost it, pertaining to what you were just saying.
You'll tell me on Tuesday.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to tell you. No, there's this thing called Joke Blogger. Have you seen Joke Blogger? There's this thing called Joke Blogger. And I read it and I am writing to them. I just put a line. Everything's a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you're talking about tweeting, do not say tweet out, because the very nature of tweet, it's a tweet.
Who says tweet out?
Lots of people. I'm hearing it on the news now, too.
That sounds like something Charles Krauthammer
tweet
would say.
Tweet out. Well, a lot of those guys say that. What? What was I saying? I was
don't
talking
say
about
tweet
it.
Out. You're don't say tweeting tweet out.
I tweet
blogger.
The joke blogger. This thing called the joke blogger, and they do, and they're not jokes. They're
oh yeah,
and it's just it's a thing that's supposed to be a one liner. Like a guy wrote, "There's nothing sadder." This was the joke. So joke bloggers came out with a new joke, and they signed it. There's nothing sadder than watching two guys sitting in a car eating food from Sonic. Are you laughing at that? Why are you laughing at it? Is that funny?
I'm laughing at the fact that they thought that was a joke.
Yeah. So I wrote, yes, there is this joke. And then they hit me, like me, and follow me. I don't, you know, and all of these jokes stink. They just stink. I mean, even a bad joke put together well mm-hmm. is a joke.
Yeah.
But jokes like, I'm standing on the corner and all I really want to do is die. This is not a joke, yeah. Okay? And so I got into this because what I'm saying is, just, what I do is I'm responding yeah. to people.
Just from what you said there, I can tell you that account's run by a young person. Especially after you said, I'm just standing on a corner wanting to die.
Well, I just made that one up.
There's a really eerie trend of
death.
Yeah, in my generation. Which,
yeah,
I don't know if that's the same for every generation because you know I only know this one.
I think people just say. I think young people use that the extreme when they say things like, you know, I feel bad. I just want to die. Now, there's nothing new about that.
Well, yeah,
that's you know, oh, I just want to die. Which means that you want it all. That's how bad. How bad is this thing that just happened to you? Well, so bad I don't want
to. Well, no, because like people, I could tell you, I could give you four of the five people I know at college that would rather die than be in college. Like it's trickling to the point.
Wait a second. They would, but they're in college.
Yeah, it's trickling to the point where it's stuff that you just do in life and you get through is. Making people incredibly depressed about themselves. I talked about this on my Cotolo Chronicles, which that's what we should call it. If we were hanging out, this is my Cotolo Chronicles.
It's like my pillow. God, you know, one
or
of these
MeUndies.
Things.
Have you heard of MeUndies?
No, MeUndies. You know, all that generates from things like, you know, using the word I. Fred, the
stupid,
MyPillow
right?
guy, the MyPillow guy. One of these days, if I ever meet this guy, I'm going to take... his pillow, and I'm going to take my pillow. He says, I'll buy him my pillows. This is my pillow. I'm going to put my pillow on your face and suffocate you, you son of a bitch. I'm tired of seeing this guy.
I knew that's where you were going. He
holds this thing and he goes, I couldn't sleep, so I spent years trying to find a pillow. And he's holding it like it's like my pillow.
He certainly looks like he hasn't slept in years.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? So in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, you're listening to Cotolo Chronicles and you got two Cotolos. Both who are chronicling. Ray called me earlier. I had no intention of having a guest or a sidekick, but I thought I had nobody's side to kick in. So I said, come on over if you want to come over. And here he's, even though he's much, much schoolwork. I said schoolwork.
Much, much.
That's right. Loves it. But I have,
much, much.
Logging in. What is this crap? Log in.
Do you know Chinese?
Oh boy. I hope we don't get hacked at the same time. Well, there's more I have to tell you first before. And that's this. So coming here soon on, 2018 is coming up, my friends. And of course, before 2018 comes up, the 28th of December is a Thursday. That show, of course, is the roll call from the Bone Garden. The artist D and I. Now, we'll be here to list celebrated people. That doesn't just mean, movies and people who were caught doing aberrant things. It's people who have passed away in all professional fields. And actually sometimes not professional fields. Some very strange deaths, people we don't know, or people who... Look, it's a roll call from the Bone Garden. It goes on for 2 hours. And a lot of these names you won't hear on these collected, versions that they do of people past, you know, they do that every year. This past year, people we lost. and that do not hit. I wonder if that's what they did. I want, you know, there's a brand new theory about Amelia Earhart, but I wonder if
did she finally die?
I wonder if people said things like, "Hey, did you hear about Amelia?" And they go, "What? We lost her." Oh, she's dead? No, we lost her. And cause that, you know, there are millions, not millions. This is really wrong. It's incorrect. And I don't mean to pass it on. At least hundreds of people, if not 100 or less, go missing every year. Did you know that there is a department in every state of Department of Missing People?
And if you've seen any of them, you can call this number on your screen right now.
No, don't stop me on that. Don't talk about Alex Trebek. Write the number on your screen. I did it, and I couldn't watch TV the rest of the night.
Doesn't Joe Walsh, not Freedom Joe Walsh,
Who
mixes his soups with an AR-15, the Joe Walsh that was on America's Most Wanted. Is his name Joe Walsh?
No, it's not Walsh. It's not Joe.
It's Joe. It's not Scarborough.
It is Walsh, but it's not. I think it's Hunter Walsh.
No, it's not Hunter.
No,
Walsh.
No, he is a hunter.
No.
Yeah,
well,
he hunts down
criminals. Well, he doesn't. He has the police to do that.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He just
do
takes
that.
Credit for.
He's not allowed to.
He's like MacGyver.
But he does own a badge. MacGyver, yeah. Let me have those two screws and a. Okay. Where was I? Here, listen. We're going to. Talk, as we do every year, as we've done since 1955, the roll call from the Bone Garden. That's right. We used to do that before the Artist D was born. I did it myself, even though there wasn't an internet and there wasn't a radio. I just did it in my room. We're going to do that. And it's a wonderful show because it really does. There's nothing to laugh about. We do celebrate many, many people from many different areas. It's the only show where that kind of thing takes place at in the detail that it does. You'll hear the general ones on all the other stations. You know what it is? It's very much like everything I was talking about a couple of weeks ago. And that is that everywhere you go, even when you go to, internet broadcasting like this and people who do shows or podcasts, everywhere you go, everyone's doing the same thing. You see, it's like when you watch the news, here comes the news. And there's, if you had all these stations on at the same time, they could probably all be in sync with one another. It's the same news. The same thing goes on. Now, people who do radio shows, and nobody knew what to do in the beginning of internet broadcasting either. So they came on thinking they were doing radio. Now, I went to school where we had radio courses in college. I said school. I meant college. In college. And it was funny to watch people learning to, those days, it was a whole different scene, but get in front of a mic. And what they would do is they would imitate. Now, of course, they've never been on radio, but they would do things they would never do. They weren't part of their personalities. They were trying to do things that were done already so that they could be like the people who are professional. And that's not what this show has ever done, does now, or will ever do. See? So that's why you get completely different things here. But I don't know where I was with that either. Why am I losing my place tonight?
Who are you?
And these few. Okay, wait. I was trying. Here's what I was saying: that Boneyard from the Grown Garden.
Napoleon Bonaparte Garden.
Roll call from the Bone Garden will be. You know when we're on together. It's kind of like a morning zoo. See, this is what they do on the mornings.
This is the saddest morning zoo.
This is why I hate morning
zoos.
Get
on the Sonic.
See, this is why I hate morning zoos, okay? Because everyone's the main guy. Okay? There's no straight man. There's no person to pick up something. There's no one waiting. No timing or anything. It's like, bam, bam. Hey, what are you doing? I don't know. Get him on the phone. Nobody got to say anything. Like, what do you think about that, Jack? You know, it's the morning zoo, and it literally is a bunch of jerks, a bunch of animals just squawking.
It's six in the morning.
And when we're here, it's like we need like one more, two more people, I think, just to do.
We don't even need two people here.
We should do a
kill it.
A Chronicle Zoo. We should get a couple of people and just do that. We're gonna, you know, you need things like, you know, like, well, 5 o'clock. Okay, time for the 5 o'clock news. Here's the 5 o'clock news with you. And then the guys, rah, 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 rah. They just keep talking and talking. Listen to this. I'm funny too. Ha, ha, ha. Listen to this. Ha, ha. And then they keep, when they, someone tells a joke, they don't let it sit there. They don't let it fermigate. They don't let it pasteurize. They just let it. Then someone comes up and goes, oh, yeah, I think that's funny.
That makes me think of a really easy sketch. And if anyone out there is listening, I'm going to give them the sketch idea. And if it comes up on TV, you owe me credit. So the sketch idea is you have morning zoo people, but then the one guy says something either incredibly offensive or incredibly not funny. And then that's where the lull comes in. Like the morning zoo is firing, firing, firing. But then all of a sudden it's like, dude, what the hell was that? Like, you actually have the silence fallen. And then you actually have conflict.
You know what? People would not know what to do. The audience would not know what to do. They would think their lives have stopped at that point. They would go like, if they were driving.
Like a drama.
How do people drive to work and listen to the morning zoo?
They crash.
That would be like, imagine if you got the radio on, you're listening to one of these morning zoo shows, and you're in a carpool, and there's like three people in the car. This is like all you're hearing is,
and nobody's talking to each other in the car. They're all listening to these people.
No. I mean, if they're talking too, everybody's talking. They're talking in the car. Yeah, the guy's not talking.
That's not the case. That's never the case. No one talks in a carpool. Have you ever been a carpool?
Have you?
That's my answer.
Coming in 2000. So anyway, that's the end of that's the last show of 2018. Roll call from the Bone Garden. And if you miss it, you could always go to where the shows are all archived at juicetalk.com. JUICED talk. I told them in the beginning, I think I have a problem with that name because it sounds like Jews Talk. Jews Talk, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a Jewish comedy, station or whatever, or website or something. It's like Jews Talk. And you go, well, Jew, what kind of a thing is that? What are you, a white, what are you, one of those alt-right guys? What are you, a Nazi? Next year, hopefully, when we're all here, safe, sound, and sorry, we will, we're gonna have some other things. We're gonna have, don't forget, don't forget. I keep telling myself I'm never gonna say that again on the show.
And don't that's, forget.
Yeah, don't forget.
You always
remember.
Forget.
I hate to go, don't forget, or remember. That's just bad, bad broadcasting. You know, which is your, you'll never, oh, by the way, I have to add, I don't usually do this kind of stuff, but now and then I just get so sick. Of watching, of somebody who's just on. I don't even put the person on. Just somehow they talk about him, even on stations I don't want to hear. I don't go to the station to hear about him. But I just want to say, F you, Sean Hannity. Okay, that's a number. Now I'm happy again. Let's move on to what other stuff that's going to, Sean Hannity will not be on this show. And I'd have him on if he came on, but he's, let's not go there.
I feel like you've said that before.
Let's talk about, we're going to have a lot of people on the show. Some people escaped us this year. We're going to get them on next year. And also some other shows that are going to be coming on, including Ray, who will be doing some shows next in 2018.
I will?
Yes, you will.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, today I was thinking about taking the summer off. Now that I have someone. I've never, you know, there's never been anyone to sit in the seat but him. I'm going to have, I'm going to do some, a show. I think you, now I know the people who, and I don't know if these people are ever listening again, but I know if they were listening now, they would say, are you going to tell us about shows you're going to do and never do? Because there are shows I said I was going to do and I never did them. And they're fascinating. I think they would have been fascinating. I still have the notes from one show here that I never did. But I'm going to do it one of these days, but I'm going to try to do this because I think it'll be fascinating. I've talked about the criminal underground, the mafia
Why
stuff.
Why is this taking
Cause
so
there's
long?
There's a word for it. Under, and under is the beginning of it. The under, anyway. I'm gonna do a couple of shows called Mob Stories. At the peril of my own life. Well, I will not mention names. I'll make up names. So it's not the peril of
like
my own
Jimmy
life.
Hoffa.
That's a real name. I won't make that one up.
Oh.
I'll make up names for people who were real. And what I'm going to do is tell you mob stories first hand because I have mob stories, okay, about mobsters, gangsters, cheats, and generally nice guys. Just, you know, so I'm going to have a couple of those. And I know a lot of you people just left the room. You didn't write it down because you went, yeah, sure. The mob stories are next year. Oh, I hope I live to see it, Mabel.
Mabel goes, you're still listening to that crackpot. All he does is talk.
Mabel?
I am Mabel.
What planet are you on?
I know, Mabel. Is there anyone out there named Mabel anymore? This thing that I played, I thought was particularly funny in the collage. An old Abbott and Costello routine, as opposed to a new Abbott and Costello routine, because you can't do any new Abbott and Costello routines, which had to do with, young people in love or marry, you know, young age differences, and certainly, I thought that would fit because of the things that are going on in the world today as this show is being aired. Of course, this is a show you could put in a time capsule, but you gotta watch out which show you put in your time capsule, because you could put a show in a time capsule and then like 200 years from now, somebody plays it. If they know how to play CDs from those, they could, you know what they could probably do in 200 years? They'd probably take it out and put their fingernail on it and they could play it in their heads or something.
Forget that. They'll be taking music as an enema.
I was thinking about the whole summer off. Music as an Enema by Ray Catola. It's a brand new book. You're going to want to go through it because it's going to go through you.
Hey.
So, I'm going to do some of that, but today, I read something that, alarmed me.
Oh.
And I don't know. I'm going to explain this because in the past I have talked about a publication called the Paris Review. Now, I was talking to you before about a young man who, well, he wasn't that young actually, who I found out died, who I was in, they used to call him the Littles, not the Littles we know, Dave, and not the Littles. These were magazines that people made out of their home. I mean, I published some myself in the old days, and I was in a lot of them as a writer, and that's where I got my first publishing credits, at least in print, not in, you know.
Where are you getting to?
What am I getting at?
Yeah, what's the point you're getting at? Get to your point.
The Paris Review has been around for ages, and it started out as a small magazine, a small press is what it was called, the Littles, a long time ago. And in the world of Littles and small press in the old days, and I'm talking about old days here because, you know, we're in the, what are we into, 17? We're going into the second decade of the new millennium.
Who would have thought that?
And no, I don't know. We are in the second decade. What am I talking about? We're going to go into the third decade shortly. So when I say old days, I'm talking 60s and even 50s and 60s. A magazine called the Paris Review was highly regarded, and only the best, so they say, writers. And it attracted many writers who were very famous, like Faulkner, William Faulkner, and they would write things, but also it was known for its interviews. And it got interviews with great writers who just would not do interviews anywhere else. And I believe on their website, for free, I believe it's still for free, you could read the interviews, the Paris Review interviews. For 70 years, this magazine has been out, still out. And the last time I went to BAM, Best Books, Book BAMs, or BAM Bammy Books, or whatever they call it, where they still have magazine stands, four sides of magazines that are still for sale somehow. And the Paris Review is still there. I think it's a monthly. Maybe it's not anymore. I don't know. I haven't followed it myself. Everyone tried to get. I have been rejected just like so many people. So it was such an honor to get a letter of rejection. It was an honor. People would put that in their resume because there was a letterhead, the Paris Review. Look at this, huh? They hated me. like I wrote back to me, said, keep trying. Is that real Paris Review of Letterhead? Yes, it is, the Paris Review. And so many, I don't know how many editors they've ever had, but here's what I read today, because I subscribe to something, because I am a major author. Major author, I'd like to, major author, I'd like to introduce you to general illness. General illness, I'd like to meet you to corporal illness. Corporal illness to general, there's a wonderful website called Literary Hub, and they have, as all websites have, you know, daily, or, you know, they send you newsletters or HTML things, and they say, here's what's on here, and go here, and go there, and they read and leisure all around. And they had a story about the Paris Review today, because the editor, and I don't know how long this guy has been an editor, Lauren Stein, and Lauren is a man, Lauren Stein, and no jokes on Lauren Stein, okay? He resigned today amid allegations of bad behavior to female employees and writers, and female writers. So, and I'm thinking, I don't know where the Paris Review has offices, or they have enough, where there are enough people to even annoy.
Is there even a Paris anymore?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's even Plaster of Paris, and you can still buy it at Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the hardware. It's harder to do it when we do it at the same time.
Ace is great.
Especially when you do it wrong.
It's like, that's the Ace. That's a hardware commercial on the morning zoo. What?
The game show is back, except it takes place in my taxi.
Why?
It just came back.
Yeah, I know.
You don't say these
things. You know what? You're not here. Your brother was here, and I thought I was talking to you.
I'm glad I'm so disposable.
There's a lyric right there. I'm not there, and I thought I was talking to you. But all of this, by the way, when I told you about the mob stories, so anyway, this guy, and isn't that amazing? No, it's not amazing, but there's such a stigma, and this is something that was going to go into the, one of the things we were going to talk about, if we do talk about it. And, there's such a, not a stigma, but a reputation for the Paris Review, intellectual and erudite and proper. You know, you don't, I mean, grammar, proper, studious, academic, erudite. Any of those synonyms will do. That you just don't think of misbehavior. I guess that's what, I mean, you know, Congress is one thing because, you know, they're elected officials. Let's face it. That scandal and electric officials go together like a vest and a crinkly shirt. But the Paris Review, that there's an editor who's editing these fine pieces of literature by new, young, bright, and snobby writers. And yet, he has to resign from the Paris Review because he's trying to what? He's trying to fill up his secretary? I don't understand this. I didn't read the whole article. I couldn't. I had just eaten.
That was almost like the most proper way to describe sexual harassment.
Yeah, you know, I keep forgetting the, inappropriate is the word they're using everywhere.
Inappropriate conduct, inappropriate
behavior. But what I don't like about that is they should put the word sexual in there.
Yeah.
Because, listen, I used to do a lot of inappropriate behavior when I had an office on Hollywood and Vine. But because of the nature of my job, it was taken like the fool in King Lear.
Yeah. Know?
All right. So it was like, well, that's just Mars running around being a jerk. But it's inappropriate. You just, you know, if anyone else walked in and been a jerk, they would have been like, hey, what are you doing? So if they say inappropriate sexual behavior, that went on there. That kind of stuff. There's nothing new about that anyway, of course. But now it's all coming to the forefront, and of course will be the part of the great sweeping change that will eventually bury the alt-right and all those guys and put Stephen Bachman. That's not his name. Steve Bannon. It will put his face back in the ground where it belongs. and where it ferments. I said, I was going to say fermigate again. Hey, are you a fermigator? My hit is, get rid of those cockroaches in your house. Hire a fermigator. It's not a fermigator. What is he, a fermigator? He's a, what is he called? A fumigator. So there is a word, fumigate.
Is this your game show pitch?
No, I think it's amazing.
Name that word.
That while I'm doing this, you can move to the side, pick up your phone.
Well, you're not really leaving much of a window for me.
But I mean, what are you looking for on there that's so important?
I have messages. I have politics.
Part of the stuff that's going on, we're coming up to where all of you can run to the bathroom, walk to the bathroom, call to the bathroom, or roll to the bathroom, whatever you want to do, as we take a little break, so we can all do the, what are some of the words for urinate? We can dispose of bodily waste, is what we said here. As Ray's, he's doing the chair canoe. The chair canoe, that's funny. Yeah, it's too bad we're not on TV. So what we'll do, we'll do that and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some of these things. Like I was saying, you didn't say anything, Frank. Things that we say that we think mean something that originated from somewhere else that don't mean what we make them mean, what we want them to mean, or they go through the pop culture machine. And it comes out like, well, you know what they say, half a leg is better than none. You know, it's like, who, you know, it's like, that was probably, why are people saying, you know, what does that mean, half a leg is better than none? It means that if you roller skate, be happy you've got two legs. It's like, well, where did you hear that's the meaning of it? It's like, you know, people say these things like, it's
bottlenose dolphins swim north in the winter.
Exactly. You know, it's like they always say, those who eat, eat much. Okay. Okay. And that means what? It means, that's why they're obese people. That's why. That doesn't mean that. It means that at all. We're going to talk about some of those because I have a place to share knowledge. I have this website. And I hope it works. I don't have to log in. I hope I could just go to it and find out. We have some of these things. Now I know we did a show before where we just talked about phrases and things we say based that were invented that were written by Shakespeare and they became, you know, part of the language, part of the lexicon of just English that we say. We don't know they originated from Shakespeare plays, and that's an English origin. But to completely get something wrong, or to believe something that came out of a movie that people are like, and that just, that's what that means. Well, it doesn't mean that. It's not true, and you're a jerk. So that's something. But I'm going to do this. What am I going to do? I'm going to find this. I'm not going to find my mic. I'm going to find the... Okay, I'll do this, because Ray's back on his phone. I'm going to find the usual thing that we play. I know I have to do that. And then you're going to go wherever you got to go, to the bathroom or what is this anyway? There's a space here. We go there and then come back. Oh, you know what we'll do since it is, we'll try to sell you the fake Wolfman Jack Christmas album, after. Yeah, we'll do that. I think that's what that might be after this. Go, do what you gotta do. Replenish your precious bodily fluid. Replenish your liquid. Yeah, replenish your precious bodily fluids, which are the ones that are gonna turn into waste, which you dispose of your other fluids and things. Do what you gotta do. This is Cotola Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotola. This is Ray Cotola. Our names adorn the title of the show.
Who am I?
The eternal question. Who am I? And we'll answer that shortly.
Now, for the first and last time anywhere, it's the Wolfman Jack Christmas album. That's right, the master of Merry Muses himself, and a collection of his all-time favorite Christmas sayings. No music, no atmosphere of Yuletide fun, just the jolly old Wolfman himself. You'll hear him say,
Noel.
And?
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
It's a treasure for any collector of Christmas vinyl. You even get his merry old laugh, often mistaken for that of Santa Claus. And if you act now, we'll send you absolutely free another album called Wolfman Jack Trimming His Christmas Tree. It features 567 great sounds as the Wolfman puts all sorts of trimmings on his 40-foot evergreen.
Little tree here, little tree here, put more balls on the tree.
Yes, you'll even hear him fall as he tries to put the top piece on. Order now. Here's how to order. Just leave $22.95 in cash under an oak tree with a dog marked, I want the Wolfman stuff, and return in 3 days. That's the Wolfman Jack Christmas album. $43.88, cassettes $55.50. Act now.
All right. Yes, indeed.
What do you do? We had a little break there. My coffee's cold. This is Cthulhu Chronicles. I am the third man. Ray Cthulhu's with me. He's not the third. Maybe the third. Not your man. I guess it's 21.
Oh.
You're legal, but not a man. By Frank Cthulhu. Go find that oak tree and bring that money there. I'll get you a Wolfman Jack. Christmas album. See, now I just stopped myself. I'm not going to say. Don't forget. Did anybody see the supermoon? That supermoon was beautiful. The only supermoon of the year took place on December something over the weekend. It wasn't the first, was it? What was it anyway? When was December 1st? I don't know.
It was the first of the month.
Yeah, okay. I am the third man, and I'm here with you until forbid. What's that? Oh. Tom Savino will be here for those of you listening live, not dead or not lifelike. It's Savino Veritas. That's coming up at, I guess, in an hour from now. I haven't played this in a while. And a lot of people go, why do you play that? Why are you the third man? They don't understand. There you go. They don't understand because they're new to this show, and you shouldn't be new to this show. Everyone who comes here belongs here. Everyone who is here belongs here, and it's a place where you can be, should be, shall be, and evermore shall be, and ever will be. Amen.
Not only should they be new, they should be nude, right?
What's the name of this? What's the name of these instruments? Do you know?
Okay, so we have the sitar on the back. I hear a choir.
No, there's zithers.
Zithers?
Zithers, yes. I should have taken out the lyrics. People ask, I wrote lyrics to this once, but nobody cares.
Find it, quick.
First, one is two, but that's not just what you do. I don't remember them.
These are the lyrics, by the way.
Here it is. Then, when you think that you've seen everything you can, you look, you see the first, the second, and the third man. From the movie The Third Man, if you haven't seen it, please see it. It's a classic, and it thank the heavens, thank God, thank the fates, thank everyone that they never remade that. I'm so tired of remakes, and when I was looking through those trailers,
remakes.
Do we really need some of these movies to be remade?
I think that just goes to show how much money isn't in Hollywood anymore. They have to remake stuff so they're guaranteed to make money.
And they're not, you know? They even took what's-his-face, who's like the biggest, the most expensive is not the word. Giant. Who's the highest? The Rock? Dwayne Johnson is the highest paid guy now. Highest paid actor, right? Wow. They put him into two movies. As they say in Sunset Boulevard.
That explains why he's going to be president.
He might run, but, you know.
He can certainly run fast.
The other thing about, I was going to say, and I am going to say now, which I didn't say before because it was, is past tense, and that's this. But those mob stories are all part of something which I am, what?
You're still on these mob stories?
No, because I want to say that there's something I want to do this because there's a book or a series of stories, kind of a pastiche. A pastiche, a pastry. It's a pastry.
Gentlemen,
I'm making a pastry and I'll be on the Great Britain Baking Show next week making my pastry. There's a series of stories I'm thinking of writing, which I haven't written. Although I've done a couple of things that are unpublished based on my upbringing and where I was brought up, my upbringing and where I was brought up. Two different places, but you know, what can I say? Today I came up with a title. I said, you know, now I have to do this. I'm going to tell other stories and I'm going to talk about some other things here, to show you how to really get into perspective how things have changed. And you millennials should read this. Read it. Yeah, Mom, when I write it, you should read it, what have you. But I thought this was a great... This is going to be the name of this, if I do it. Now, you know that I've done a whole show with titles of books I'm never going to write.
And you've done whole shows about shows you're never going to do.
Yes, exactly. So you shouldn't be surprised. Not that you are surprised or you get surprised about anything. Or anything I say would surprise you. Not that. But listen to this. Here's the title. And there's a semicolon in between this. I know that
means it's good.
Some people can contest this. Maybe it should only be a comma. You tell me. You ready? Here's the title.
Who puts commas in titles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What do they do when this title?
A hack does that.
I also did another show about books. Books don't have like titles. They have two titles anymore.
Yeah.
And so I took it all the way back to where that started with Moby Dick. But you never did. Or The White Whale. Because the publisher went, what, you can't put a book named Moby Dick? What's a dick? What's a Moby Dick? Is that an adjective? Is that a name? Is it a large penis? No, sir. Here's the name of the book, the contrast of classes, that it's going to be. Here's the name of it. The New York City of My Dreams, The Brooklyn of My Nightmares.
That sounds like a better line title.
Better what?
That sounds like a better line than
what
the
do you
title.
Mean line?
Like, you have that line in the book, but that's not the title.
Could
of the
be
book.
The line in the book. A title can come from a line in the book.
You know, that's hackish, though. You want the title has to have nothing to do with
the
book.
I grew up with, there were many hackish in my neighborhood. There were hackish, there were Jewish, there were Catholics, and the hackish were very nice people, in fact.
Look, when you read The Sun Also Rises, not once do they mention the sunrise or the sunset. They're always drinking.
That's true. Well, and it would be amazing that they knew the sun rose.
Right.
Because they were all drunk, but.
You can't separate the two.
That's why it took Hemingway years to change the title of that. I mean, he wrote it and it sat there, you know? And, he was stuck on the drunken bastards. But then he said, wait a second, there's women, the drunken bastards and bitches. And then they said, wait a second, even though you're in Paris, you can't call this thing. Imagine that if he never looked into the Bible and found that phrase. Imagine if it was like we were sitting here and it was still considered a master of literature. Did you ever read The Drunken Bastards and Bitches by Ernest Hemingway?
I actually know what that book would be titled. Two Stones Unturned.
Two Stones? Yeah, that would be real low.
No, because that book, that has nothing to do with the book.
Oh, okay.
But at the same time it does.
Would you like to, extrapolate? Not in front of me, though.
I'll ask for your permission first. The main character's impotent.
Yes. You know what, though? That word never comes up, and they don't say it. And the way he describes it is, but that's because of a war injury.
Yeah, but the stones are still unturned.
How do we know he didn't pass them? The stones.
There's no blood.
See, you're going to have to read it to understand this conversation. So go out and read, and just go to your, here's a, I love, this would be fun. Go to Buster Rhymes. Or go to those places and go, excuse me, yes, can I help you? Yes. I'm looking for an Ernest Hemingway book. Oh, Ernest Hemingway books. Do you have this specific one? Oh, well, it might be over there. It's called The Drunken Bastards and Bitches. And just say that and see what they do. Probably throw you out. No, they won't.
I have an old tweet that I did a while ago. It's one of my favorite tweets I've done. It was one night I was really frustrated with my generation. I tweeted, "Tonight's one of those nights where I want to stand outside an Urban Outfitters and pelt kids with copies of The Sun Also Rises."
You see, there's one of them. That's one of them. That's the kind of things I'm talking about. You could get that on Joke Blogger. They would send that out to every person in the world.
Well, the difference is that my thing had a deeper cultural context, because there's nothing really profound about Sonic Burgers.
I can't even figure out how to, like, I click the thing and it doesn't go.
Well, it says you have to pick 9 more topics.
Where do you see that?
It says 9 more topics to continue. We're just learning that after 67 years on this earth, Frank Cotolo cannot read.
Books, okay.
And he just chose books.
Food.
That's a profound choice for an illiterate.
You think that's bad? I just lost count.
Writing. Seven. Eight.
You're really going to skip over fashion and style? What's wrong with you? Marketing? You chose you don't know marketing.
Okay, now what? One more?
Yeah, you got to pick one more.
Okay.
You got fine art or
continue.
Just art?
Okay. Now I don't even know what they're going
to
do.
Wait, they made you choose books and literature?
What is this? What topics do you know about? You know, I'm trying to find...
Did you even look into this website?
Yeah, it had something I was fascinating, and that moon is it's falling down. It's coming down.
Do you see the moon?
Yeah, I do, from outside.
Oh. That's a callback
from
to
outside.
A promo.
I'm inside.
That's a promo that runs on this station
what
for my show.
This? Come on here. Let's just put.
Come literature. On, you know something.
Literature. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now what?
Hit continue.
Now what?
Hit continue. Okay. You only know about literature. The average person has 34 friends with 17 answers on Quora.
What does that mean?
What does that go to continue? We'll find out what that means. It's gonna ask for your Facebook.
Oh no, I hate that.
This is how the government gets into your wallet.
Oh, look at this, creating a personal feed.
Oh,
okay, here we go, we got some, here we go.
Oh, cause it's like a quorum, but it's the plural, so it's a Quora.
Yeah.
Okay, I get this now. It's very, bohemian. And I say that just because it reminds me of the Greeks.
Yeah, okay, so here's stuff we have. Oh wow, just... Oh, I don't know.
That's the show, folks. Good night.
How do very wealthy people split the bill when they eat together? This is not one of the things I was thinking about, but it says, where does this come from? Why don't you help me out?
What I'm confused by is, how are there that many people eating duck on a regular basis?
Let's find out. Here, where is? How do restaurants make scrambled eggs? How about this? How do restaurants make scrambled... This is not what I was talking about before. Let me find out.
First off, this is implying that you think restaurant scrambled eggs are better. That's not necessarily true.
Factmyth.com.
Okay, so he's currently going to factmyth.com, which is a website that, it's a virus.
This is the other
one. Okay,
ah,
no, it's not.
Here we go. This is what more of what I was kind of...
Factmyth.com is a fact-checking website that presents a collection of facts and myths, period.
Yeah.
It is an educational resource full of explainer videos, comma citations, comma history, comma logic, comma and science. But that's all
they put commas so you pause, not so you say comma.
Oh, is that why they have them there?
You didn't say link comma. Come over here then, so we'll have this microphone up here so we can both... Yeah, I am right here. You have the big chair, that's why. I have the. Let's look at some of this stuff, if we could find it. This is called Browse All Facts.
That's a lot of facts.
Oh, myths.
Okay.
This is what we want, myths. Here we go.
Baron Rothschild made a fortune on Waterloo and said the blood on the streets, quote, what?
Myth. No way. Here. You can't prove a negative. You've heard that before, haven't you?
No.
No?
What does that mean?
It says, The saying you can't prove a negative isn't accurate. That's what I hope they said.
That doesn't help me figure out what that means.
Proving negatives is a foundational aspect of logic, the law of contradiction. So you can't, so people.
You can't say,
like,
something's negative.
Yeah. You can't say you can't prove it. It's a non.
You can, though. We've proven that if you do take heroin, that means you could die. And last I checked in the culture, that's negative. If you want to get real philosophical about it, and you view death as a rite of passage, then maybe that could be a positive. But we don't do that in this society.
How about this one here? There is a limit. Nobody's ever told me this.
Oh, I've heard this before.
There's a limit to how many times you can fold a piece of paper.
Well, the reason why they say 8 folds is because you fold it in one specific way. If you fold it, like, for instance, you keep folding the corner in triangles, you can fold it as many times as you want. But if you keep folding it in half and half and half and half and half, eventually, after 8, it's going to get too thick.
So it's not like the mathematical or philosophical... Not saying. I don't know what to call these things.
The poor and middle class are subject to the estate tax. I thought that was true until it said myth. I don't even know what the estate tax does.
It's a myth. Then this is current because, you know, they're doing away with the estate tax.
Mm-hmm. That tax.
It is a myth that the estate tax hurts poor and middle class Americans. Only the richest Americans pay it. So everyone knows that one. That is not a, that's for the lesser, the people who haven't trod the earth that much.
Speaking of timely ones, Hitler never used chemical weapons.
Someone said that they did, right?
That was Sean Spicer that said that.
Right, remember that? It said Hitler used chemical weapons, but he used them on his own people and not on the battlefield as they had been banned in global warfare. He was saying because they used gas in the Holocaust, that was a chemical. Wow, what? Where is he working now, that guy?
He was on the Emmys.
Okay. That's right. Here, President Kent. Okay. Well, look at all these. Let me just move along and find a couple we want.
I just got word from Mr. Hong that Mrs. Hong is unimpressed by my voice.
Oh, let him know if he was listening. We dedicated a whole half hour of music to his honeymoon.
I'm more currently trying to get over the insult that I just received.
How did he get, connected?
He has my
Find out where he's how did he hear it? Yes. Where is he located now?
They have
Where
internet in the East.
It's okay to eat food that has been on the floor less than 5 seconds.
They're listening in the shower.
Oh. And the honeymoon is on, everyone. Honeymoon is on. So did he know that Johnny did a special thing?
Well, just by you saying that, I'm probably going to get a text back confirming. I don't even have to text him back.
Look at this. Hitler was a left-wing socialist liberal. Not true. Not true.
It's 11 in the morning in Macau.
Macau. Not Macau. You go to college. You still know how to say Macau?
Is that in, like, Detroit?
No. It's an old farm term. This is my chicken. This is my cow. This is my house. And this is my cow. I'm looking for somebody. Charles Darwin did not coin the phrase... survival of the fittest.
That's true.
See, now people will walk around and they'll say, this was originally kind of the topic. You know, people walk around and say things like, well, you know what, Charles Darwin, you know, survival of the fittest, you know what Charles Darwin said. And he didn't say it. It says here that he came up with the idea of natural selection, but didn't coin the phrase. I wonder who coined the phrase, because why coin the phrase? Coin would become a what? What does that become? An adverb? Wait, coin the phrase.
We asked our panel. the interesting thing here, though, because I learned this in my European history class that I got college credits for. After this, it says that term was coined by Herbert Spencer in 1864. Herbert Spencer coined... Give me my stick.
No,
back.
It's going to hurt me. You can take my eye out. Playing around with
it. All right, Ralphie. Herbert Spencer was a social Darwinist. He was one of the first social Darwinists before the Industrial Revolution that basically tried to use Darwin's principles to support laissez-faire economics and laissez-faire capitalism.
There you go. See? So don't go around saying Charles Darwin because he didn't. I can't believe some people actually say this. the United States is a corporation? Who says that?
Trump. No. Anyone who voted for him. Can I please have my stick back?
No. Aww. No, this stick is no. No. No sticks, no wands, and no batons. It's a rule of the show. No sticks. Okay. No, that's a stick. It's a chopstick. You can't use that either. Why didn't Mrs. Hong like your voice? What did she say?
Well, she's heard it before.
Well, what did she say on that?
I don't, Phil, if you're listening, which I know you are, I need further explanation.
Well, what did she say? What did she say?
I just got the text that said she was unimpressed with my voice.
Unimpressed is different than not liking.
It's still not liking.
Let's look it up on this. Myth, unimpressed means.
Look, I have the dictionary. Wait, what is that word? Let's figure out that
word. Hey, look, James Monroe didn't write the Monroe Doctrine.
Oh, that's true.
It was Marilyn. Right, what is that? Look, Marie Antoinette
never said that.
Let them eat cake.
No, yeah, she never said that.
It comes from Rousseau's Confession. Now, it's not Rousseau the Italian.
No.
It's Rousseau. Look at that. Fat makes you fat. Not true. Fat does not make you fat. Fat can make you fat. But it isn't the only thing that causes weight gain. So fat makes you fat, but not as fat as you can get. Lenin and Stalin are real names. What? They're not?
No.
Really? Vladimir Lenin was born Vladimir Ilyich.
Ulyanov, yeah.
Ulyanov. And Joseph Stalin was born Joseph.
Joseph Vissarionovich Zhugashvili.
Wow. Too many consonants, huh? We need more vowels.
The new show coming to CBS this fall.
Too many continents.
Oh, this one's obvious. Hitler was elected president in a democratic election. No, that's not how you gain the presidency in Germany.
Right.
King Arthur was definitely not real.
No, a Briton who is said to have defended Britain against the Saxons in the late 5th century is almost certainly a mythological figure. So King Arthur did not exist.
Oh, and here's the myth behind the movie Lucy.
What?
We only use 10% of our brain.
Now that, I think that is wrong. I think that is, we don't, not only, I think we use like 3%. What? Look at this! The average human uses 100% of the brain on a daily basis and there is no silent areas of a normal healthy human brain? That's wrong!
No, that's right. Every part of the,
is being used somehow. But we're not conscious of it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
We don't have control over 100% of our brain. Is that what this means?
Yeah. Your brain, every part of your brain
is
always
working. Yeah, it's running. But, okay. I don't, that's
clearly only 10% of your brain is working.
Brian's right now, he's absolutely true. The Second Amendment was ratified to preserve slavery. No,
I've never heard that one.
All black widow spiders are deadly. Now that's something everyone will tell you. They'll go, all black widow spiders are deadly. But it's not true, right? It says not all black widow. See, if it was true, it would say all black widow spiders are deadly. But it says not all black widow spiders. Try to say that 5 times fast.
No.
Okay. It says here the adult black widow poison can be deadly. Can be. But male and juvenile black widows are essentially, you know, you don't go to a museum and see like, where are the acronautopods? What are they called? Acronautopods?
Anthropods?
No.
No, those are shell.
Acronacopods.
Arachnids.
Arachnids. But you never go in there and go, do you have any juvenile black widows here in this?
You have any black widow Jews?
Oh, here's a great one because my mother lived in fear of this one and actually had a chart.
Yeah.
And so many comedians have done jokes about this, you know, eating and then swimming.
Oh, I've heard many.
Right?
I heard George Carlin say, I heard Richard Pryor.
They do. They have.
I heard them say it while eating and swimming.
How long are you supposed to wait?
30
before
minutes.
You eat? Okay, well, look at this. You don't have to wait to swim after you eat. Swimming after eating doesn't cause cramps and has minimal to no effect on swimming performance.
As a digression, here is a picture of Macau sent from Phil Hong.
Well, we can't see pictures.
I know that this is radio. However, just picture what New Jersey might look like.
Really see it.
It looks like
Macau. Huh?
Yeah.
This is Macau.
That looks exactly like our hotel in Jersey.
Yes, it looks like near the swamplands of New Jersey. And
yeah.
Wow, that's Macau? Why are they honeymooning in Macau? I didn't know they were honeymooning in Macau. They're probably going through the all the various. So there it is. See, now my mother, your grandmother, used to say, and mind you, I didn't swim. So it was just going in the water. This is how bad this particular law that everyone followed. Not, it's like if you, she made me believe that if I ate a hot dog.
Only a hot dog?
Let's just say I ate a hot dog. That was on air. If I ate a hot dog and I put my toe in the ocean on the beach, if I put my toe in the ocean on the beach before 30 minutes had passed, that it would be like, my stomach, my cramp, my muscles are tying up. That's how bad some of these myths that are accepted by people, you know? I didn't swim. I only went, and when I was that young, I only went up to my waist because the water, and the water would suck you back in. It was the ocean, you know? Not just, you know, it was the ocean. So there it is, they're saying. How about this? Sound always travels slower than light. I never heard anybody say that.
Yeah, that's, whoever said that is an idiot. Only that one.
Have you ever heard anyone say that?
No.
Okay. All right.
America did not gain its independence on July 4th. That's true.
Fasting removes toxins from the body.
Who says that?
It says here.
Toilets flush back. Okay, that's a myth.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, everyone believes this. Everyone I know, ever knew, and probably will ever know, who doesn't go to this
one. This is that tree falling in the wood effect.
In Australia, down under, it is believed that toilets flush backwards. Now, that doesn't mean, no wait,
I think
they're flush. So they go, they spiral from, they spiral counterclockwise here. And people think that if you flush your toilet, what?
It's clockwise here. Clockwise. I think the funny thing though is picturing all the people that believe this and they go down and they watch it flush the exact same way and they go, wow, it's true.
Yeah, I mean,
just to prove they have no concept of direction.
It's a good point though, because that's what people would, they don't realize how it does it here. But when they go there, they go, look, it actually does go. You're right. All right. Wow. This is how Americans impress people in other countries.
That reminds me of something fun I did in Indiana. Well, I don't know if I told this on the show. There was a guy that from Australia that was at our booth, and I'd never met him. I wasn't there when he first came on, so I walked on to the set after I was on someone else's set. And when I came in, I started talking in an Australian voice, and I had him convinced that I was an Australian.
You can do Australian? I could do English, but I can't do Australian.
Well, you see, mate, I feel like I can do a decent Australian as long as I have the proper verbiage and the proper pronunciation of some of the accents and the
syllables. They believe that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Until my co-host said, Ray, stop doing this.
Yeah, but that guy also believed that it flushes the other way.
he was saying, oh, but the one thing stateside is your toilets, they flow the other way.
Why?
Why? Why? Why? Wallaby.
That's just not that spot on. I don't know, I can't even get into why, I don't know, I'm a Bobby, cause I always turn into a Brit.
I said I could sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's Louis Armstrong, and instead I did Tom Waits.
And there is a distinction between that. Could you now sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer like Tom Waits? Go ahead.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Now that is good. That's better than your Australian. That is good. Because I can't really.
Had a very shiny nose.
That's very good. I like that one.
Burns the hell out of my throat.
What do you do? You don't breathe and it's the back of your throat?
I close up my throat and I push the air.
How do you close your throat?
It's easy. Just press the button.
No, come on. How do you close your throat?
You tense it up. Tense the muscle. There you go.
I don't sound like him.
You know that, you know, like the reflex when you cough, how you close your throat like that?
You, so you go like that.
Yeah, you tense the muscle up like that and you just keep it there.
And then you just push the air up.
You push the air up so then the cords in the back of your throat vibrate and they make that crackling noise.
Some voices, when you imitate them, the voices themselves are so cartoony.
Like it, his.
Yeah, that when you do it, I can't do it. And actually do it. I do a characterization of the voice, not the voice itself. And some people really sound like someone when they do it, you know. But if I do it, what is that?
We just got a picture from the Hongs of their toilet.
Here's the toilet that the Hongs, this is the honeymoon toilet. It's the honeymoon, crapper.
And you can get your honeymoon crapper for 16 payments of $48.95.
Here's what it says. The toilet here in Macau is extra large, though, because mainland Chinese would squat going for one or two and wind up falling down from the
toilet. Toilet seat
from the toilet. Oh, it's like square. It's
everything's square in that. There was a whole conspiracy in the 90s about how Japanese cars were going to put square cup holders in all their cars.
How really?
Yeah.
How come people believe that that's square and then here's round?
Well, you see, dating back to the Opium Wars of 1847.
Don't start, because Phil knows all that history.
I know that too. I had a test on
Einstein was a poor student. Okay, you know, I hear that all the time. Yeah. People are like, you know, he failed math. When? And they say, like, how do you know? Were you in his class? And if he failed math, where did you drop in? You know? It's like, you know? Did they even find a number? Would you get a negative number?
Just a fun fact, right below this is an ad that says the 15 best guns recommended by experts. We don't know if that's a fact
or not. It's not a myth, though.
Yeah. The point to the Second Amendment is to protect the right to keep and bear arms. All mammals start as female.
Oh, does that come from Jurassic Park?
No,
it does. No, they did say that somewhere along the development, the embryo decides.
The embryo decides.
Something about the embryo. See, now I'm trying to do Dean Martin. I can't do it. Everybody loves it. Because I'm like three, I still have the voice of a 16-year-old. Because I never, you know, I still have my tonsils. Well, so do you.
Yeah.
I still have my tonsils, my appendix, and my penis. Okay. How about this? Let's just move on. It's fine.
Mountain goat is a goat.
A mountain goat is a goat. Mountain goats aren't goats. Oh, so people say that's a mountain goat. It's like a mountain lion's not a lion, is he? No.
Well, he's lying about being a lion.
He's lying about being
a lion. Here's one of the fun ones from history. The Hundred Years' War lasted 100 years. It's not, they call it the Hundred Years' War for some reason, but it only lasted there were 200 years wars, and that's a total of.
Wait, it says here it lasted 116 years, so it was longer than 100 years.
Well, first off, there were 200 years wars, and in total, they lasted about 250.
The second 100 years,
running causes.
And they had the nerve to call World War I the war to end all wars. Why? Because it was quicker. Look at this, 100 years. Do you realize that the 100 years war, whether it was 100 or 116, that means that. What'd your granddaddy do? We fought in the war. Everybody, like three generations, that would be. He fought in the war. What are you going to do? It's like coal miners. I'm going to fight in the war. My daddy fought in the war. My granddaddy fought in the war, and I'm going to fight in the war. Well, what's going to happen when the war ends? Then they're going to elect somebody. Then somebody's going to run and go, we're going to bring back that war so that people can get back to work. Warring.
We just got an update from Phil Hong that was the war that gave the British Quebec. Or Quebec.
Hey, what kind of a honeymoon is this? He's trying to be... Hey, come on. Have some fun over there in Macau. Where's Mrs. Hong? What did she do? Where did Mrs. Hong go? You guys are having fun there. You shouldn't be on SRN MediaWorks or anywhere else you're listening.
Yeah, that's right. If you're having fun tonight, don't listen.
America is not a Christian nation.
Yeah, we knew that to begin with.
In terms of having a national religion, right. Computers slow down with age. Does that mean the people... With the age of, what does that say? CPU and memory intense programs and disfragmentation can cause slowdown, but the age of the hardware, won't come.
You can mount it, will, and this might do it, but the age of the hardware won't. Sometimes it gets slower when
to Tom
you walk
Waits right
down the street. But
is this your Tom Waits?
But the age of the hardware won't. No, I wasn't Tom Waits. I was just doing
a
voice.
Like, that sounded like a jazzy Tom
that
Waits.
That wasn't even Tom. Coughing. Ooh.
Information can escape from a... What does that even mean?
The black hole information paradox suggests information can't escape a black hole intact.
It's like you throw the Encyclopedia Britannica in there.
While new theories show information may be able to escape, it hasn't been proven as of 2016. You know, it's funny, but no one has ever said to me, you know, if I could get information to go through that black hole and come out in one piece, I'd know a lot more. Nobody ever said that. People, but now remember these things that we're talking about. Write this down, put it in your book, in your Cthulhu Chronicles notebook. Put it down. You saw it on the blog today. It's a Mead notebook. You write Cthulhu Chronicles on it, and everything you hear that you want to look up later, leave a little room to write on. Put it down there. But put this down. Some of these things you're going to hear. Tomorrow you're going to go to the, wherever you go.
That place.
Yeah, and people are going to say things, and they're going to believe it's true. Your job is to go, nah, that's not true. And then see.
I don't know, that's one of my favorite pastimes.
See what they do.
Is trying to convince people of things that aren't true.
Here's the brain again. Memories are stored in a single part of the brain.
Okay, no one has ever said that.
We can't tell that to, we can't ask Phil about that because he's not single anymore. Okay. Everything that's true can be proven. No one's ever said that to me. No.
Oh, here's an interesting one. Tryptophan in turkey makes you sleepy.
Yes, let's look at that one because of the tryptophan. Now that everyone says, right? Just, you know why you're sleepy? Thanksgiving, you go right to sleep.
That rotten tryptophan.
That tryptophan in the turkey. Now the turkey, the only bird that has a tryptophan.
He went from New York to chew.
The only bird that has a tryptophan going through the blood. Okay?
It went from your father.
Eat your chicken. Eat your chicken. Eat your pheasant. Right? Eat your duck. None of these things got the tryptophan. See? You gotta have the tryptophan. That's why when you eat a duck, you're full, but you feel you can go out and play tennis. When you eat a pheasant, you're full. And actually, you're never really full eating a pheasant because there's not a lot of meat on it. You know, when we had chickens here, we had roosters also. And once in a while, I know I owe you a lot more chickens, females, hens than we had. But we ate one of the roosters once.
How was it?
Yeah. It was so different than eating chicken. I went to say, like, oh, it tastes like chicken. Yeah, that's your joke. And that's his one there, too. You know, it tastes like chicken. What about chicken? Tastes like nothing or everything. Then why eat anything else? I got, what'd you have this morning? My cornflakes. But I might as well have had chicken. Cause chicken tastes like cornflakes.
Also, Phil is waiting for the inevitable Tom Waits take on Chinatown, the song.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Chinatown, my Chinatown.
I don't know what comes after my Chinatown.
Can you do a Chinatown?
If you give me the lyrics.
Oh, no, you know what? We always made the lyrics up here when we did this.
That doesn't help me.
Can you, okay.
I'm not that good at improvising.
Yeah, it's true. He wanted the, Chinatown. He wanted the Chinatown,
How fast is it?
Here, let's play it here. Yeah. Oh, that's not racist, right?
Oh, no.
So it's like this. Yeah. Okay. Chinatown, my Chinatown. Everyone is blonde. I walk down in Chinatown, waving my big wand. Someone said, what are you now? Maybe I am a flag. Put me on a flagpole now. Make sure that you say to him that Chinatown, my Chinatown, where your noodles hang. No? Can't do it?
Like, this is like the least Tom Waits beat.
You can't do it?
I can do it.
Go ahead.
I can't do it from the beginning.
Oh, man. It's fade out. We never had the whole one. You want to do it again? You want to try? Tom Waits doing Chinatown. Here's, it's an exclusive here at Cotola Chronicles. My name is Frank Tolman. His name is Ernie Major. Here we go.
Chinatown. Going round through the town. Going down the street with my wand on my Chinatown.
Not bad.
Chinatown, my Chinatown.
Harmonizing. Harmonizing. Wait, we have harmonizing. Tom, wait. Wait, let's try it again. Wait, Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low. Ready?
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where all lights are low.
He can't make it. Okay, it's over anyway. Okay, there you go, Phil. Thank you very much. And for everyone else who, you know, you could turn on, you know, any show on the radio that is talk show, who will do not just Tom Waits singing Chinatown.
Harmonize.
Tom Waits and the Harmonizer in harmony. See, so there you go. That's why
it's
on Cotola Chronicles.
Tom Waits.
It's just the most wonderful. Look at this. Reading in dim light is bad for you. This is why they told me I needed glasses eventually, because I read in bad light.
It hurts your eyes.
But look. Reading in dim light isn't bad for your eyes.
Yeah, it'll just hurt your eyes.
Be it a book or an electronic device, reading in dim light will not damage the eyesight of a healthy adult. It may cause temporary strain.
Temporary strain.
Pulling on the joints.
That's a good one.
Temporary strain.
Mercury is the hottest planet. I didn't think Mercury. Did they say Mercury?
I mean, she's pretty attractive.
Yeah.
Not as attractive as Uranus. The average person can make a living off of blackjack. Who says that?
Barry Meadow would be able to.
Five prostate warning signs.
All right, let's move on. Was it warning you have a prostate? Oh, no, wait. There are only five senses.
A person can be a lone gene. What does that mean? Who says 10,000 hours?
For what?
Who says 10,000 hours of practice makes perfect? That seems oddly specific.
Never heard that. No. A person can be a lone genius? What is a lone genius? What does that mean?
Stress causes hair to turn gray. Okay, well, we at least heard that one.
The lone genius myth. I've never heard of this one.
Johnny Depp as the lone genius.
Stress causes hair to turn gray. That's a big one. Oh, you know, he was... Did you see when he became president? Completely black hair. Two terms later, he's all gray. Yeah, it's 8 years. Hello? I mean, can I get everybody?
Yeah, and they're all like in their 50s or 60s. Glass can be a liquid.
No.
It's not considered glass as a liquid.
There is a plastic garbage island
what
in the
is
ocean.
This? 432 hertz is better than you.
Wow. 440 is the regular tuning, when you tune anything.
Okay.
Any stringed instrument, 440 hertz is what you use. But it says here, 432, I never heard anybody say, tune it to 432. It's theorized that using a starting pitch of A equals 432 hertz, and a just intonation tuning method, which is scientific tuning, is more natural and mathematically similar. I don't know about that. I never even heard that. And it's a myth. It's wrong. Well, you know what we're doing here? It's just hit and myth with us. We either get it or we don't get it. It's hit and myth.
Can you run that by me one more time?
Einstein, look at this. Einstein didn't write E. I want to find stuff.
Wait, in his famous paper. We all know this paper that they're talking about.
I want to find ones that are more common, like this.
Raw vegetables are healthier than cooked vegetables. That's not true.
Yeah, see? There's might be people say, like, I ate it raw because when you cook it, you take out all the vitamins and minerals.
This is a dumb one. The dark side of the moon is always dark, not when it's light.
No one ever, okay, this ain't the dark side of the moon, but I don't know.
Who says infinity is a number?
That's why shaving hair affects hair color. I never heard that either. You lose most of your body heat through your head.
Well, that's because of all the hot air you blow.
This one they always told me when I was a kid.
Yep.
This one is, put your hat on because you'll lose all the heat. These are people who never took science. They never did nothing.
They were all plumbers.
They knew nothing. They knew nothing about, and yet they would tell you that the heat from your body, only because they believed what they were told. Passing, this is what I'm saying about this. This doesn't even address the fake things that like come out of the movies.
Oh, God.
Things that come out of the movies or people saying become a very popular phrase and then people believe it because, you know, like it was somebody, here, Edison never invented anything. Well, we know that there are more than eight. No, I'm looking for ones that are pretty popular, like that one. So you see, you could cook vegetables and still get the same, things. The tongue is the strongest muscle in the body. Anyone ever tell you that?
No.
One? No.
Vegetarianism is worse for the environment than eating meat. I hear that one a couple times for veganism, but that's because of how much water requires to raise a nut.
But this says, I tell you, we went through gallons with you. Both animal-derived and plant-derived food production has, that's incorrect.
Have
consequences, but meat production is worse for the environment.
While we're scrolling through, it's time to look through the last eight texts I got from Phil Hong.
Oh, Phil's really on the attack here. Huh?
Number one. Don't start about the Opium War because I'm being forced to go back to Hong Kong, home of Opium Wars Part 1 and Opium Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. The Hundred Years War, got that. The wife is napping while I'm translating your New Jersey Australian Chinatown accent. Yes, honey, people did war for hundreds of years. I'm waiting for the inevitable Tom Waits take on Chinatown. It's not racist. Macau speaks Portuguese.
Oh.
Thanks for Tomatown. Yes, my wife and I have boogalooed until we puked. Over here, they say whistling is a call for ghosts.
Wow.
Climate change is caused by cow farts.
Whoa.
That has been your Phil Hong update.
Wow, Phil.
From the Hongy Moon.
From Macau. You see, this is an international show.
Space station.
It's an international space station. And we have messages from all over. Mr. Phil Hong, who's on his honeymoon, and we wish him the best, and we can't wait till he gets back. Let him have a good time and stay away as long as he wants to. Sushi, here's something about sushi. He'll probably, text in on this one. Sushi is raw fish rolled in seaweed and rice. False.
Yeah.
Sushi is any dish with vinaigrette rice. Did I say that correctly?
Sushi is also crap.
Vinaigrette rice?
Vinegared.
Vinaigrette. I don't know why it's raw fish rolled in seaweed and rice. Maki is only one of types of sushi. So sushi is plural. There's many kinds. Sushi is many kinds of things.
Yes, because in some cases, I is plural.
Look, here's one I talked about last week. 2 weeks ago when I was sick and you took over the show and then you got sick. What? And then everybody gets sick of you on the show. It's called Feed a Cold, Starve a Fever. It's false.
That sounds like a Robert Frost poem.
It has some truth to it. Oh, wait a second. But generally, you should feed a cold and a fever and a fever and starve neither. So you should eat if you're hot and eat if you've got a cold.
Sushi was the original Tupperware. They'd throw away the rice and eat the fish.
The original Tupperware.
I think that was their version of throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Humans are, no.
Are born selfish.
I never heard that one.
We learn the best by being, men can't be fed. Monopoly was invented by, that's such an oddly
Charles Darrow, the very famous, you know Charles Darrow? Go ahead, you know? You hear his name? He was a lawyer, very famous lawyer.
Okay.
He's the guy who, Charles Darrow is the guy who,
they made him walk the boardwalk.
The monkey, trials. You've heard about the monkey
trials? Oh, the scope monkey trials.
Yeah. Charles Darrow. I believe. Ann Darrow was his daughter. She was still by King Kong. Ann Darrow was her name.
And then her daughter married Woody Allen.
The Darrow? Oh, you went a long way for that one. Darrow? Farrow.
Not that long away.
I know. Humans can have with new ideas without... Look at this. Look at how they write this. You know, I'm a little sick of the internet people not proofing and understanding that... You need to speak English.
It's true, though. The fish was hidden inside like a stuffed meatball at first. The vinegar kept the rest fresh.
Yeah, you gotta love Phil Hong. Let me tell you something. Phil Hong is not that old. By the time Phil Hong is 50, they're gonna put him in a museum, and there'll be no exhibits. It'll just be people asking him questions. He'll be like he'll
the Mustard Wars.
He says, Mr. Hong! It's like, the answer man, Mr. Hong, please. Tell us.
The answer man sounds like a 60s movie.
Tell us about, Komodo dragons! Tell us about Komodo, can you write something about Komodo dragons? Text it over to us, alright? People who, I never heard that. History disproves the birth of Jesus story.
Who said
this
that?
This is untrue, and it's good for those of you who know that it's gonna be, soon Christmas, because Christmas is coming back. Did you hear it's coming back?
Oh, it got renewed?
Yeah, I know.
Got renewed for another season.
Thomas Savino is online, so it's not too late to tell you that Savino Veritas is coming up in a matter of moments. Minutes, actually. Moments. Moments and minutes are different, right? Huh. Let's see if there's another one here. There's got to be, because they can... Yeah, okay.
The average human has an accurate memory.
I've never heard that one.
People, no. Diamond is the hardest natural substance.
I've heard that one over and over again. Because Superman used to take coal, a piece of coal, and he squeezed it into a diamond. I never understood. I never believed that anyway.
Well, I mean, that's how diamonds are made, but it's not that quick.
Oh, really?
Well, I think so. I think diamonds are just...
Is that a myth?
I'm almost certain that diamonds are just...
Oh, hey, thank you very much there, Tom Savino.
Diamonds are just...
Thank you.
Coal that's been sitting pressurized.
Oh, Godfather, happy birthday. Thank you. Let me write thank you to him. Thank you. It'll be coming
And he
up
wrote here. Exactly, so, thank you.
I did. I should say thank you to Booty Slut, but I'm not going to right now. Right now we're going to go back to this, because we've got a couple of more seconds here. Caesar said, et tu, Brute. He didn't say it. It was that Shakespeare. Shakespeare made that up.
Yeah, not only that, Caesar spoke English.
I know. So why would he all of a sudden turn? He says, Latin. You know, you too, Brute.
Past outcomes of random events affect future outcomes. That's not true.
Ah, this is the one that brought me to this. Because I'm talking about this in my second column. This came from a movie, the 1989 movie, we're just gonna leave it with this, and I've said this before, I'm gonna say it again. The 1989 movie, Field of Dreams, is taken from a book, a fiction book, called Shoeless Joe. And in it, there's a ghost out in the wheat field, it's a wheat field out in the field, who tells the character, if you build it, he will come, because he's talking about his father. If you build the, and this is, you know, is this fiction or what? If you build a baseball field in your backyard, your dead father will come back. I love this one. And of course it's convoluted. It goes to this and the other thing. But people say that, and they've used it for business as inspiration, that, you know, that people, and even spiritual. They say like, well, that's fate, you know. If you build it, the people will come. They will come. All you gotta do is put this thing together. Bunch of crap. If you build, it's just total crap. And people walk around using the phrase as if it means something and as if it's real. And it says right here, and this is a good place for us to end this. If you build it, you increase the odds of them coming through. In other words, if you put thought and energy into a project, you increase the likelihood of success. That's all. So in those words exactly. And don't even take it literally. Do not build a baseball field in your backyard.
Or a bear. Don't build a bear either.
What?
Don't build a bear either.
The millennials are all over the place, my friends. My name is Frank Catola. Man's name adorns the title of the show. What did Phil say for the last time?
Oh, he hasn't said anything.
Oh, okay. Well, it is time for me to take this to the next level, which would be the end. And turn it over to the one and only Thomas J. Savino, the Veritas, the man, the Veritas man. Well, anyway, I hope you had some fun as opposed to doing your homework, which you should have been doing, but it's late now, but you're going to have to go home and go to work. You're going to go to your room and go to work, I mean, right?
Yeah, if anyone after this show is curious what it takes to become a professional actor, by 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, I will fully know the answer.
Well, there you go.
And you can write into our P.O. Box, 1604, P.O. Box 17028. You don't even know the road. If you just send it there.
Oh, yeah, man. He's just free.
We'll get there.
So next week, I don't know what we'll do. We may have some, we have some guests coming. Kenneth Welch hasn't gotten back to me, but he said he will, and we're going to have him on, and Charles Dennis, and maybe Dr. Popoli. We've been trying to get a hold of him. I can't. So I will eventually get a hold of somebody, and they will be on the show. And otherwise, I'm going to find something to talk about, as I always do, and I shall talk about it. Thank you, Ray, for joining me. You joined me? Why? You're supposed to go, why? Were you coming apart? Get it? That's a joke, and you got to learn the old ones if you're going to get anywhere near
where
the new
ones.
Where am I? Go get the books, and remember, they make great Christmas gifts. Lulu.com, and you get them the digital. Lulu.com, Blurb.com, and Amazon.com. Get the books. Send them to your friends. They're cheap. It's a whole book, for God's sakes. They put it on their phone and read it. It's delicious. Wonderful books. Funny books, serious books, love books, hate books. The books about things. Go get them. You'll give them away as gifts. This is the time of that season. This is the time of that season. This is the time where you should do things like that. I think it's definitely about time that me, Frank Atolo, say, here comes the theme. Just in time, too, because I really have to go to the bathroom. And yes. If I had a phone, I would be like Ray Catola right here now looking at my phone, because that's what you do, except when you drive. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Don't text and drink. Just have some fun. Do what you got to do. Enjoy your holidays as they go along. I'll be back, of course, through the holidays. And don't forget, the December 28th, the artist D and I for Roll Call from the Bone Guard. And Tom Savino, who's coming up, if you're listening live, not lifelike, or lifelike on stations that run his show after mine. It's so convoluted. Just keep listening to whatever is on after me. How about that? There you go. And so.
Is this where I come in?
I want you to say so long.
How long should I say?
Get going. We're running out
so
of
time. So long.
Okay. Now that it won, it won't work anymore. You got the books, you get the things, you have some fun. Take care of yourself. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located. Why are we leaving, Ray? We're leaving right now because we talked and talked and did everything, but we're leaving now because...
There's no more words to be said.
Get this guy out of here. I have nothing more to say.